Hello and welcome to Cryptid Addicted. I know. Stop yelling at me. I went on holidays and I just kind of went MIA for a bit there. Whoops. But, you know, on a side note, Malta is beautiful. But no, look, we're back now. We're going to be going back to normal scheduling. And yeah, soz. Anyway, here we go. This is questions where we answer cryptozoology questions. Basically, I've got a controversial one today a little bit. Someone is definitely going to disagree with me, but that's fine. That's fine. You're allowed to. These are mega short little episodes, and they only have me, Megan, in them, as you can hear. My wonderful co-host, Patty, is not in these. If you have any questions about cryptozoology that you want us to answer for these little episodes, definitely just send them in to us at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com, or you can also reach us to out blah, 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 blah. You can also reach out to us on social media. I can't be bothered to say the names, so just Google Cryptid Addicted and then I'm sure it'll come up. You know how the internet works. You got this. So what is the question? Today's question, is it Bigfoot or Big Feet? Basically, what is the plural of Bigfoot? I thought I would start by saying, obviously, Bigfoot is an American word and I speak Australian. So y'all Americans who are listening, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm not. Although don't try and correct me and tell me my name is Megan, because it's not Megan. It's Megan. It's Australian. It's Megan. Trust me. Anyway, so technically there is no right answer to define the like proper plural of a colloquial term for a mythological creature. But untechnically, there is a correct answer, and it's this. The plural of Bigfoot is Bigfoot. Okay? All right, let's use it in a sentence. One, I saw a Bigfoot twerking in hot pink heels. I saw two Bigfoot by the river, shotting tequila. I saw 12 Bigfoot star in Shakespeare's Othello. Simple. Okay? Got it. Cool? You got it? Got it. Good. For some extra context, it's like other animals, basically. So you see one deer, or you see two deer. You see one buffalo, or you see many buffalo. You see one bass, or you see many bass. One moose, seven moose. One swine, 400 swine, six goldfish, one goldfish, one sheep, a herd of sheep, one Bigfoot, many Bigfoot. Cool? All right. So let's go over what we don't want to be hearing ever. Bigfoots. Wrong. Big feet. No. Big feets. Good Lord, no, that is just weird. Big feeties. I mean, ideally not. Big feasts only at Thanksgiving. Megan, never utter those words. It's not Megan, it's Megan. And remember, it's easy because Sasquatch is exactly the same. I saw a Sasquatch in the woods shaving its legs. I saw two Sasquatch taking a selfie, but it was blurry, of course. I saw six Sasquatch building a non-human primate pyramid. All have no S. So what's the wrong one? Sasquatches. No. Samsquatch. I don't even know what that is, but I've got it on this list. Big Squatches. Wrong. Squatch feets. I mean, actually that one sounds pretty cute. Okay, maybe if you're drunk or something you can use squatch feets. Okay, cool. Whew. All right, sorry, I'm very passionate about grammar apparently. I did go to a grammar school, so you know. I hope you know I'm joking. Okay, so Bigfoot, Sasquatch, sorted. For some extracurricular activity, let's talk about Abominable Snowman and Yeti. It's A, Abominable Snowman, A, Yeti. But it's Abominable Snowmen and many Yetis. Now, I'm not 100% sure on Yetis because I know when I've seen in documentaries, Sherpas usually say, I saw six Yeti. So maybe I'm wrong about Yetis. It definitely lets me know, you know, all y'all Nepalese Sherpas listening, let me know if it's Yeti or Yetis. I'm not too sure. I think it's Yetis though. I saw seven Yetis. I don't know. Okay, have I thoroughly confused you? Good. That is the end of the episode. If you're confused, start again. It was only like a couple of minutes. Just put this on repeat until you understand that it's Bigfoot, many Bigfoot, Sasquatch, many Sasquatch, and also it's Megan. Who is it? It's me. It's Megan, not Megan. Okay? Oh, I'm really butthurt about that. Okay. If you enjoyed today's episode and the podcast in general, I finally worked out what I should tell you to do. Like, review, and subscribe to us wherever you listen to us. That might be iHeartRadio, which I've just discovered we're on. That might be Spotify, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Podcasts are us. I made that one up, but it probably does exist. And if this episode really got your motor going, because like maybe you're into cryptids and grammar and that's like your kink, no judge, you can leave us a review on iTunes. So that apparently helps a lot. I mean, just like put some stars down, say some words that maybe make me feel nice. I'll let Patty know. And then we can share this stuff with the community and be like, hey, you like cryptids? Bro, I like cryptids. Let's talk about weird shit together. So yeah, do that. Also, we have finally launched Patreon. Ring! So you can be a drop bear, a Tassie tiger, a bunyip, or a yowie. I'll be covering those tiers in more depth later in a different episode with Patty, but if you're keen to know more now, then you can boogie on over to www.patreon.com/cryptidaddicted. And then finally, did you have a question you want us to answer? Preferably cryptozoology related, not just like, why does my cat smell like almonds? Actually, that's dodgy. If cat smells like almonds, I'm pretty sure it's trying to poison you with cyanide. So maybe have a Google about that one. Talk to a vet, but not us. I don't know how to help you there. That's all the information I have about almonds and cats. Anyway, email us at cryptidaddicted@gmail.com, or of course you can get in touch with us on social media. We'd love to hear from you. And as always, no dick pics unless it's directly... directly addressed to Paddy. No, I'm just kidding. I can't say that. He'll get so angry. No dick pics. If you want to know where we are on social media, on Facebook, we're Cryptid Space Addicted. On Instagram, we're Cryptid_Addicted. On our website, which turns out you guys love, so I'm going to make that like super up to date as like a priority. Turns out that's where you guys are listening to a lot of the episodes. Who would have thunk it? Their website is cryptidaddicted.com. Okay, that's it. I'm done. Peace out. Until next time. Never said peace out in my life. Shouldn't do it ever again. Okay, goodbye, beautiful people. Bye. Good.